This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. NATO's most senior military official has warned that European ammunition stocks are running short as the West continues to send large amounts of military aid to Ukraine to fend off invading Russian forces. Henry Ridgewell reports from London.
Ukrainian forces are firing several thousand artillery shells every day at invading Russian forces. Much of the ammunition is supplied by Kyiv's Western allies. As the war enters its 20th month, the chairman of NATO's military committee, Admiral Rob Bauer, warned Tuesday that supplies are running out.
We started to give away from half full or lower warehouses in Europe, and therefore the bottom of the barrel is now visible. And we need the industry to ramp up production in a much higher tempo, and we need large volumes.
Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
Meanwhile, over 1 million bullets are on the way to Ukraine thanks to a U.S. Navy seizure of an Iranian ship. VOA's Alexis Strope reports.
Russia has long turned to Iranian-made drones to attack Ukraine. Now Ukrainian forces will be using bullets seized from Iran against Russia troops. A U.S. Navy ship seized the 1.1 million rounds off of a vessel that was being used by Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps to arm Houthi rebels in Yemen's civil war. The rounds are standard for the Soviet-era Kalashnikov assault rifles that some Ukrainian military units still rely on. The transfer comes at a time when Republican congressional support for Ukraine is in question after the ouster of House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
Visit us at voanews.com and remember to download our app, VOA News. This is VOA News. Meanwhile, European leaders are expected to assure Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky of long-term support on Thursday. President Zelensky is expected to attend a summit of the European political community in the Spanish city of Granada. The forum was established to foster cooperation among more than 40 countries following Russia's invasion of Ukraine last year. Rescue workers are searching for more than 100 people after flash floods triggered by a sudden heavy rainfall swamped several towns in northeastern India, killing at least 14 people. The Press Trust of India News Agency reported Thursday that 102 people were missing. Officials say 22 army soldiers are among the missing, as some army camps and vehicles were submerged under mud following the floods. Several bridges were washed away, while more than 200 houses were either damaged or destroyed. Disasters caused by landslides and floods are common in India's Himalayan region during the monsoon season that lasts from June through September. Scientists say they are becoming more frequent as global warming contributes to the melting of glaciers in the Himalayas. Israeli troops killed two Palestinian gunmen during clashes in the occupied West Bank on Thursday. The military said the two Palestinians were shot and killed in a gunfight after the pair fired at an Israeli vehicle near the town of Tulkarm. Five Israeli soldiers were also wounded in the incident. The Islamist militant group Hamas claimed the slain Palestinians as its members. The West Bank has seen a surge of violence in recent months amid an almost decade-old impasse in U.S.-sponsored peacemaking efforts. About 75,000 workers launched a planned three-day strike at facilities operated by U.S. healthcare provider Kaiser Permanente Wednesday, making it the largest ever such action in the sector. Reuters correspondent Ryan Brooks has more.
Those walking off the job include nurses, medical technicians, and other support staff at hundreds of hospitals across California, Oregon, Washington State, Colorado, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. A coalition of unions says the firm has failed to address staffing shortages, leaving medics overworked and underpaid. Kaiser says hospitals and emergency departments will remain open. They'll be staffed by doctors, managers, and contingency workers. But the action is another sign of wider, growing labor unrest in the United States. Unions have become bolder about asking for better pay and benefits as inflation soars.
That was Reuters correspondent Ryan Brooks. And the Nobel Prize in Literature will be announced Thursday in the Swedish capital, Stockholm. French author Annie Ernaux won the prize last year. Past winners of the Nobel Prize in Literature include Americans Ernest Hemingway and Toni Morrison, Colombia's Gabriel Garcia Marquez, and France's Albert Camus.